Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woosling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skinny Graham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Skinny Graham. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Fox scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Haas throws the ball into Hale, who tags Johnson for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shores for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hargrave. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Rice reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Geringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Rice scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geringer scores. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Jack Quinn now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Father Gill moves to second. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woostling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Father Gill scores. Hargrave moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling misplays the ball. That's an error on Woostling. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Quinn reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Quinn moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quinn scores. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. Graham strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Quinn hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-3 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave bunts towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 3 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Woestling, who tags Miller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Walt French pinch hits for Sammy Hale. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Orwell reaches second base with a double. There goes French trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Woestling, who relays the ball to Hargrave, who tags French, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Boley now playing shortstop. George Earnshaw now pitching. Jimmy Dykes now playing third base. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards the mound. Graham fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling has Bishop trapped. There's the throw to Hargrave and over to McManus, who tags Bishop for the out. Cochran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Skinny Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-4 in the game. Graham strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Adey now playing center field. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 5-for-5 in the game, with three singles and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball towards center. Adey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Adey. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Bishop scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. McManus reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Athletics. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.